Good morning. It's 8464CA. Well, you might have heard me talking on Monday. I was lucky enough on Saturday to go to the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation 25th Anniversary Gala Ball. Thankfully, I was at the table with Skytrans, and most importantly, he's still talking to me. CEO Alan Milne, good morning. How are you, Alan?
Good morning, Murray. I'm good, thanks, mate.
Thank you. A wonderful organisation, FNQ Hospital Foundation. A wonderful night. We had the prime table, had great company, and I behaved a little bit. So thank you for Saturday night. It was great.
Mate, no problem. And thank you for coming along. You know, we've been big supporters of the foundation, you know, since we moved to Cairns. So, you know, we'll continue to do that. They do an amazing amount of work. And I think it's our, you know, it's part of our community commitment that that's what we do.
And look, you know, when you consider it's so tough in the aviation industry, not just in this part of the world, you know, right across the world at the moment, you giving back to the community like that through Skytrans is something that is very significant, particularly at this time.
Yeah, look, I think you're right, particularly during this time and even at the start of COVID, you know, where our passenger numbers were drying up, we still, you know, worked with Queensland Health to do what we could to get the vaccine distributed to the Torres Strait, et cetera, because that's what we need to be doing. We need to support the community and hope that when the, you know, the better times come around that they can support us as well.
So many opportunities. I want to talk to you about the Whitsundays because I'm planning on a holiday there this year. But look, I do want to talk about something really important that's happening this weekend. Northern Pride and the North's Devils coming up this weekend at Barlow Park. It is going to be a big game. Now, it is round 11. Now, we'll talk about the game and some of the opportunities to win a prize, but you guys are actually doing a Dash 8 flyover of Barlow Park on Saturday. Even if you're not interested in football, come and check this out. This is going to be an amazing sight, Alan.
Absolutely. It's been a fair bit in planning. As we know, the aviation industry is highly governed and highly regulated, so we have to follow all the rules. We've worked with the regulator CASA, Civil Aviation Safety Authority of Australia. They've been very helpful. They've approved our flight plan. Air Services Australia through Cairns Tower will coordinate on the day. It's going to be spectacular, and it's, you know, again to show our support for our sponsorship of the Northern Pride. Yeah. You know, again supporting our local community because that's who we are.
Now, tell me, I want to get into the guts of this. So, where's the approach? Are you coming from the south? Are you coming from the east? Probably not so much the west. Which way will the plane come from?
Okay, so we come in from the northeast. So the airplane will be airborne and holding off the coast. Yep. It'll then be vectored in, radar vectored in, pretty much straight over the top of the city and following the river. Inbound to Barlow Park, they'll then do a big left-hand orbit, which everyone at the ground will be able to see as they do the big turn, and then a high-speed pass over the top of Barlow, directly over the top as they depart to the west.
Wow.
So it's going to be pretty spectacular, and down to 1,000 foot, 300 metres.
Gee.
So it's quite low. It's legal, of course. That's the lowest altitude that the regulations allow us to go to. So CASA have approved that as well. So it should be quite spectacular, I think.
And I think we're going to be pretty solid with the southeasterlies because you'll probably need those for the flyover. If we get the northerlies coming, it might cause a few issues, but it looks like southeasterlies are coming our way.
It is. That looks what it's going to be. And, you know, our thanks to Cairns Tower because they have to coordinate this.
Yep.
It is at the approach end of the runway, so they have to hold other traffic while we're there. So they've been fantastic working with us to enable it.
At 1,000 feet as well. That's just up there. That's above your head.
It is.
Incredible, and especially a Dash 8. And there's something about prop-driven aircraft. I just love them. I don't know what it is.
It is. They're a fantastic aeroplane. And the noise of the propellers as they go overhead, especially at high speed, is pretty spectacular.
I think it was my days way out in western New South Wales in Cobar as a kid. And the Fokker Friendships, they used to come in. High-winged as well and double engines. So I think I'll get a bit of an affinity with those
Dash 8s. You certainly will. The Dash is a little bit more comfortable and a little bit faster than the F-27, but it's still F-27 was a beautiful machine.
It certainly was. You know, certainly back, tell you what, you couldn't be as old as me. You're starting to show your age now, Alan.
I was just saying earlier, January this year, I clocked over 40 years in the industry.
So. Is that right?
So I was obviously 6 when I started, of course.
Yeah, right? I was thinking that I was doing the math, but obviously that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, look, a couple of quick things before we wrap up this morning. Of course, don't forget, come along to the game. Northern Pride, North Devils coming up this weekend, June 11, Saturday at Barlow Park, round 11, 5:30 for the kickoff. That's actually for the main game, but the doors actually open a little bit early, about 3:30 for the under-21s. Go and check it out. And look, just quickly, because this is a great segue into the Whitsundays, Come along. You have four return tickets to give away for people at the game on Saturday with Skytrans to go and spend a wonderful couple of days, as long as you like, I guess,
correct,
down at the Whitsundays.
Absolutely. You know, Skytrans established the Whitsundays flight from Cairns late last year, and it's been very successful. And I think it's traffic both ways. It's, you know, we're bringing people from the Whitsundays region to Cairns on a, you know, direct service is fantastic. And it gives, of course, the opportunity for Cairns people to get down there and experience the beautiful Whitsundays as well.
I like to think in Queensland that there's some similarities between Townsville and Rockhampton. But, of course, the Mackay region in Cairns, I think they're the gems along the Queensland coast. And so in so many ways, complementary destinations. And I'll be honest with you, I've already booked a bareboat charter for November down on the Whitsundays. I just love it. And look, I think we're going to drive down because, you know, the lad, his girlfriend and all the toys and things like that. But look, you know, for people that want to go to the Whitsundays and even do a bareboat charter, they can do it directly from Cairns and enjoy this opportunity through Skytrans as well.
Absolutely, man. And it's, you know, it's, we recognise it as a leisure destination, so we price it accordingly.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's very attractively priced. And I think people will be surprised how little they have to pay to get to, you know, spend a weekend in the Whitsundays or more.
And look, you know, I do understand, I know it's not ticked off yet, but there may be an opportunity down the track a little bit further where there will actually be a return Sunday flight as well. So for people that want to have a bit of an extended weekend and have to come back to work Monday, Skytrans, we're going to take you directly from Cairns down to the Whitsundays. It's a great opportunity.
That's exactly right, Murray. That's what we've got in plan at the moment is, you know, we're getting, we ask our customers, we want to see what they want and then we react accordingly. So yeah, that'll be a fantastic opportunity.
Well, at least you didn't react to any of my bad behaviour on Saturday night at the Bull, but we had a wonderful time. It was great to see everyone. Thank you so much. Really looking forward to something really exciting. Barlow Park and that flyover at 1,000 feet of the Dash 8 on Saturday. The game as well, and an opportunity to win some passes, some actually tickets there to get on down to the Whitsundays. CEO of Skytrans, Alan Milne, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you.
Fantastic, Murray. Thank you. For over 35 years,